Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 8.
Granny, you have to finish the story. I need to know what happened.
Okay. Now, where was I?
You had gone to O'Kelly's castle and fallen out with Maeve when you pranked her. Then you got kidnapped, escaped. Flaherty was held hostage. The kidnapper turned out to be Pirate Alde. And just as it looked like you all might escape, the evil Durid, Old Sheamus, turned up.
Yes. That prank with the salt in Maeve's cake was in very poor taste. Pun intended.
Granny, finish the story.
Yes, yes. Now, are you sitting comfortably? Right then. Let me begin. We were hiding for Alde and Old Sheamus, but we were alone. Miles from the castle at Kells, and we needed to find a way home with the stone before we got captured again.
So, how do we make our way past Alde and Sheamus? If they catch us?
We could try and hide. Wait them out.
We can't. Sheamus might be tracking the power of the stone, and we don't know if he brought reinforcements with him. We need a plan to slip past them and get out of here fast before anything else happens. Any ideas?
We tried to navigate through the forest.
Too slow. Too easy to get caught.
I wonder, how did the druid get here?
What do you mean?
Look, if the druid came by boat, we could use it to escape. If he came by horse, we could take his, and one of us could ride out of here with the stone.
While the others take Alde's boat, leaving them to try and give chase on foot.
We'd be faster and could outrun them. Would it work?
Only one way to find out. We go back to go for.
Maeve, you need to keep the stone on you. If something happens, you don't stop. You get out of here and run. If Sheamus got his hands on something that powerful, he would make everyone his slave.
You took your time. If you had been here earlier, we'd still have the stone. Told you to bring reinforcements.
Don't blame me for your mistakes, Alde. The fighters have been unloaded from the boat. My horse brought me here as quick as it could. If anyone can track them and find them, it's my men. But you shouldn't have lost them in the first place.
That was close.
Are you really sure about this?
Horse and boat. We split up.
Donal and Maeve should take the horse.
Agreed. We take the boat. This way.
What was that?
What was what?
I smell her. Her necklace is nearby.
Go, Donal. Get Maeve and the stone out of here now. Flaherty, we need to create a distraction while they get away. Are you with me?
Always.
When we give you the signal, you run and find that horse, Donal. Don't let Maeve out of your sight. You get her out of here and don't look back. Got it?
I don't want to leave you.
You must. Madra, Flaherty, you're with me.
Gronya.
We'll be fine. Get ready.
We'll be okay. Won't we, Gronya?
I hope so. Get ready to cause a distraction. Ready to make some noise, Flaherty?
Yes, let's do it.
Over there.
Stop! Sheamus, call your fighters in. They're heading to the boat.
Damn it. Stop them.
A little further. Now, jump! Cast off the main rope while I row us out.
Roger.
Come on, Flaherty.
On shore. Done. Here, give me an oar.
Pull! Pull! As soon as we're clear, I need you to row while I pull up the sail. Otherwise, they'll catch up to us if they find Dearmid's old rowboat from earlier.
Okay, ready.
We're underway.
I'll find you, Gronya Whale, no matter where you go!
Dawn is rising, you fool. We need to get them before they slip away. Go to that other boat. I might have just enough magic left.
What now?
We pray the others made it, and that Sheamus and Alde can't find us in the dark. if we get enough distance between us.
Why does this keep happening to us?
I don't know.
I think it's you.
What? Okay, I mean, I admit I didn't act well with Maeve at the start. I was jealous you like her. And maybe I should have recognized who Dermot was sooner, but you're right. This is all my fault. I keep leading you into danger. I'm so sorry, Flaherty.
Wait, what? You were jealous?
You said she was lovely. I'm not that type of girl.
Faster. Go faster. Come on, faster.
No, you're Grania. When I said I would always be your friend, I meant it. When I said it's you, I meant I think Seamus and Aldi, or Dearman, or whatever he calls himself now, is tracking you through the necklace because it's glowing.
Oh, that makes sense. Forget everything else I just said.
No, we're going to talk about that later. But if he's using magic to track you through the necklace, what if we left it somewhere?
You're right. There's a fork in the river up ahead. Let's go.
Grania, we were so worried.
Us too. The stone?
Safely hidden once more.
And I'd like to get back to the castle now.
Me too.
How? How did you get away?
Flaherty realised they were tracking us using magic attached to the necklace the druid gave me. So we sent it in a small container down one of the mountain streams away from here. That's where your father's men should go first to find them.
I still have to tell my father about all of this. And also about how I think we should sign an alliance with the O'Malleys.
Will he listen to you?
I think we'll make him listen, Grania. In times like these, we need friends like you. Sea Queen.
You heard voices from the stone too? I wasn't sure.
Yes, but even before I did, I knew this could be the start of a great friendship. If you want.
I'd like that.
Me too.
Hey, before we leave, you will make that cake again, right, Maeve?
Flaherty.
Too soon? Fine.
Some things never change, Madra.
Were you and Maeve friends after that, Granny?
She became one of my closest friends, and still is, child.
But if you had never gone to the O'Kelly's castle,
I would have missed out on a great friendship. Sometimes, child, things do not go the way we planned, but that doesn't mean that they don't work out in the end.
I understand, Granny.
I knew you would. And just remember, I'm always here for you, my love. Even when I seem to be far away,
I love you too.
Episode 8, featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Grania, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Grania, Harry Lynch as Flaherty, Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly, Fionn Flanagan as Donal, Paddy Courtney as Dermot, and Ned Dennehy as Seamus. Directed by Nuno Bernardo. Produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions, and commissioned them on with a television licence fee.